Next on the Mishnah, we're up to Mishnah Yud Al Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Meir Kol Ha'amos Hayu Beinonis. Chutz Me'Mizbech Hazav. All the Amos were Beinonis except Mizbech Hazav. So Beinonis means six. There are three Amos. There are three. There's five, six, and six plus. Got that? Five, six plus. All the Amos were Beinonis. Chutz Me'Mizbech Hazav. Mizbech Hazav was one Amo, by a height of two Amos. Each one of those dimensions, those three dimensions, Amma, and two Ammas, the Amma was measured using an Amma of five Tvachim, the small Amma. Okay? In contrast. That was five. Beinonis means what? Six. Because.
Beinonis is six. Amma was considered six Tvachim.
Beinonis is six tvachim,
right.
But a small amma is amma. For a regular amma is five tvachim, and a large is six plus. That was yesterday. There are three ammas. What's the problem? There are three ammas. There's medium, small, and large.
Yeah, call ammas. Are you beinonis?
All the ammas are beinonis. So what is beinonis? Six.
Six.
Why? Because what's small?
Five.
What's large?
Seven. I guess.
No,
five.
Six plus an etzba. Or chatzi etzba. So here it says, "Kol amos hayu beinonios, chutz mimizbech hazav v'akeren, and the corner, the hasoyvev, the hayisoid, and the yisoid." And what does all that mean? Let's see over here. The right way, the rab. Rab, look at the picture. The rab over here says, "Kol amos hayu beinonios."
The picture or the rab?
No, the rab. Let's see the rab first. The rab says, "Kol amos hayu beinonios, ba'amos bashitsha six tvachim." Okay, so beinonis means six. Chutz mimizbech hazav shahoy amma alama yakerin. Now the keren here refers to the corner of the mizbech hanachoshes. Right, you know the mizbech hanachoshes. The mizbech hanachoshes. This is mizbech hanachoshes. Shahoyu lo al arba pinoisav in the four corners. Arba avanim shal amma gvoya vi amma. Fine. The height was one amma, and the width and length was the amma lama oive, but oisoha amma hoiso biyam bas chamish. So he's saying all three dimensions of this amma. See this corner, the keren? Hello?
Yeah.
This corner is the height of one amma, and the width and length was five tvachim.
Okay.
Next part of the Rav has. So now, what is the soivev? Shel mizbech hanachoshes. So paragimel the mizbech midos heim mifurashim. And the soivev he holds was the height, not the kenisa. Okay. So this is the soivev. You would be misled to believe it's this amma, the kenisa. That's not what he's saying. The kenisa was six. The height from the ground going up was the height of five amos. Those amos were measured amos bas chamisha tvachim. Okay, and the last thing was, so it's not showing in the amos and the yisoid, the foundation. So he's not telling you which part of the foundation was five tvachim. Let's see this over here. Amos hametzuyos the stars. Hein amos shel tvachim. So he's saying over here that it's both. He's saying over here. Wait. No. I made a mistake. Okay, I made a mistake. The height going up was six. The amos going up was six tvachim. Only the amma, he says, the only ones that we say over here that was five was ones that have the star. That's what it says in the caption. So that means the kenisa, the part of the soivev where the kohanim actually stood, where they stepped, that was five, and the foundation entirely going up and going in was five. Okay, so let's review. Here is the mizbech hanachoshes. The height going up here. The height going up over here were amos of. This is the eight, from here to here, to here to here, were amas of six tvachim, the large amas. However, the amma going in along the yisoyveb was an amma of five tvachim, and the yisoy, the foundation, both going up and going in, was an amma of five tvachim. And the corner was entirely also five, going up, going in, and everything was five tvachim. Okay, so we got that? So in other words, again, the Yesoid was an amma of five tvachim. What part was five tefachim?
Yisayin.
What's the yisayin? What's called the yisayin?
According to the
what's the band? There are two parts of the band. There's the part that goes up in Amal and the part that goes in an Amal.
Both
are five tefachim. The part of the going up over here was Amal, was five Amal, so this was Amal of how much? Six. But when it came to the going, the side, the going in this area, going in, there was an Amal of the part that went in on the Yisrach was an Amal of five tefachim. And then this part that goes up, the very top of the Mizbech that goes up, the Amal was six tefachim. And the corner was an Amal of five tefachim. Five, five, five. Okay, that's the whole thing. Okay, back to the Mishnah over here. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Amas Habinyan Shish Tvachim V'Shal Kelim Chamish. Let's see over here. The Rav over here says, Amas Habinyan, the Amas Habinyan Kagodin Chaymas Habinyan Mizbech Oila. The Chaymas Habinyan Mizbech Oila, the same thing we had before, was an Amas Kelim Kagodin Oroin V'Shulchan U'Mizbech Azov. It was also made from five Tvachim. Everything was five Tvachim. That's Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Amas Habinyan. Amas Habinyan means going Chaymas Habayis, the wall, U'Mizbech Oila. Let's see, Ois Yud Zayin. Everything was made. He holds everything was made from five. Even the part that went up. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Shita of the Tanna Kamma. He disagrees with the Shita of the Tanna Kamma. What? Because they're going to clean it to make it beautiful for Pesach.
Make it shiny.
These people should come to your house.
Crazy.
Let's start. So Rabbi Yehuda, this chel, he holds Rabbi Yehuda Omer Amas Habinyan. Okay, let's go. Rabbi Yehuda says Amas Habinyan Shisha Tvachim. The Amo of the Binyan means the base Hamidash, means the wall. The Rav says Kibon Chaymas Sabayis, the wall of the Bayis of Mizbech HaOilo. Was Shisha Tvachim, the Shalkelim Chamisha. Oh no, the Mizbech Oil is five. I'm sorry, the Mizbech Oil is five, like he says. Is he coming to argue? I don't think he's coming to argue. He's not coming to argue in Tanna Kamma with that. The Shalkelim Chamisha. The Kalim, all of the Kalim, which includes the Aron, the Shulchan, the Mizbech, Hazav, the Halach, Rabbi Humeir, Halach, Zaykar Meir. So he's coming to argue. Rabbi Huda Omer Amas Habinyan Shisha. The Amas Habinyan was Shisha Utvachim Mishal Kelim Chamisha, and the Kelim was Chamisha. And what does the Meir say? The Meir says Kol Amas Habinyanis with all six chutz Mizbech Azav. So in other words, the Machlok is between the Meir and Huda who come to the Aron. Some will ask you a question. The Aron. The Aron was 2.5 by 2.5. Was that an Amma of six Tvachim or an Amma of five Tvachim? What are you going to answer? It's a Gemara, Pesha Gemara. What are you going to answer? Yeah, it's a Gemara. When the Gemara makes a calculation about the Luchos, how the Luchos fit into. So what's Halach? It's Machloik. It's between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, Kol Ho'amos Ho'yu Bei Nonios. Rabbi Meir says they were all six. That means the Aron was six. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Shalkelim was Chamisha, was five. The only exception is the Mizbech HaNechoshes. The Mizbech HaNechoshes means this Mizbech, because this is Mechubal HaKarka. So here we're going to say that this one went up. And when this went up, it was six. But all the other Amos of the Kalim, including the Aron, including the Shulchan, it was an Amma of five Tvachim. Okay? It's that simple.
Very simple. The easiest Mishnah we learn.
Okay, let's go to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Yud Aleph.
That's it, we're learning at warp speed today. Go ahead.
The Yesh Sha'amu. There are those that say, Bimida Daka, Bimida Daka. What does that mean? The Yesh Sha'amu, Bimida Daka, Mido is halach the hayavish shiuron bi boi talki zumid barius v'yesh amru hakol lufi mashuhu adam. Now, what does that mean exactly? Let's see over there. I have no idea what this means. Let's take a look over here at the Rav. The Rav says b'mida daka shal midbar, mida daka shal midbar, the mida daka shal midbar karuya mida daka. Lefi sheyesh midbarios, Yerushalmios, vitziporios. Okay, so there are three things you have to memorize. Number one, there's a midah called the midah. Midah of the midbar. There are three different types of midah. The midah is the liquid. Look at the picture. Look at the picture 515. 515 shows the midah midbaris, Yushalmis, and Tzipari. Okay, look at that picture. There's a midbar, Yushalmi, they increase like, the measure.
This is like the pechas for Yantif, right?
Like a pound.
Like Ramesh.
Chaim Noah. Then comes the middle share. Who's the middle share? That's I don't know, Rav Moshe. And it's the Chazonish. The Grois, the Chazonish. Three different shares. So there was the Midbar. Then there was what's called the Yerushalayim. And then in Tzipori. Three different categories. Let's read over here the caption. The caption over here says, Midbar Haisa, 144 beits and binanios. Okay, so in the desert, 144 eggs. Yeah, how many eggs did you order for Pesach? Pesach, how many eggs did you order?
So far.
50 dozen?
15.
So 15 times 12?
We'll go
for 30. So 30 times 12 is how much? Do the math, do you figure out, whatever it is?
10 times 120 is 240,
360?
360.
So 360 is what? Is 30. 360. So 360 is double, is still more than the sheer tzipar. But let's see what it says over here. This 144. Summit baris, look at the caption. Summit bar haisa 144 beits and benoinis. Sheer beits and iskal el b'mishra zayin. Uvi yushalayim haisifu ala sa. They set a sa, new rules. They put up a big sign that now from here on in, whenever it says a sa is no longer 144, sa is going to be 172. Shaisa b'midbar shishis m'b'chutz. Shichamishis sa b'midbar, which is a fifth. So they added a sixth on the outside, which is a fifth on the inside, and that brings up from 144 to 172.8. All liquid measures are using the saw. When they add to the saw, they add it to these measurements. We have midas habeitz and noisafa. Kach shasa Yerushalayim chayis 144 beitz and Yerushalmiyos. Mashmilon hamishna kain shakol hamidas haniskaris b'mishnayis hen lefi cheshen saw shaisa noheges b'mei moishe b'midbar. Tehainu b'mido daka. Okay, so therefore the purpose of the Mishnah tells us over here that every time we're going to Mikan Labo, every time in Shisha Siddur Mishnah that we learn in the Mishnah, there's a measurement of liquid. The measure of liquid is used in the calculation of the smallest measure, the midah daka, the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. In Moshe Rabbeinu, he established a midah of 144 eggs. It's called a saw. And every time we have a Mishnah, one saw, two saw, three saw, we even had everything. We even have the various measurements of a saw. Of if you have a utensil that breaks and only can hold now a chatziloik, let's say it's a very large utensil, it was once originally a saw, two saw. We had this in the beginning of the chazrim and the mishnayis. You remember that we already made use of the measurement of a saw. So he just wants to point that out, that every time we say the word saw here in the mishnayis and shisha, so the Mishnah, we're referring to the saw of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the saw midbar, and the saw midbar is called the saw daka. Daka means small because relative to the two later Shi'um that will be instituted at a point in time in history of the Sa Yerushalayim and the Sa Tzipori, it was the smallest one. That's what it says in the cash, right? In the Mishnah, Yesham Sam Yesh Sha'amru, there are those who say, B'mida Daka. B'mida Daka. What does it mean, B'mida Daka? B'mida Daka, let's see over here, the Rav, we did already that Rav, let's go by it. B'mida Daka. B'mida Salach V'hayavish Shi'un B'italki. Let's over here what it says over here in the. Let's see what it says. What it says over here in the Rav. Midah is halach, hin v'chatzi hin. Okay, there's something called the hin. And a chatzi hin. The hayavish isaroin, the chatzi isaroin bo italki. The midah shel Italia. Italki means Italy. Italy, the boot. You know the country Italy? It looks like a big boot. Okay, bo italki. Bo italki. Bemida shell. Italia. Italia. Shall Yavon the Zohi Midbaris? And that's Midbaris Shahisa Bime Moshe. Okay, right. Midas Salach. So that's exactly what we say. Midas Salach. Yavishim Bitalki Zomidbaris. The Yeshamu Hakolov Himashu Adam. Some say no, it's the Rav. Kifimashu Adam. Bain Cotton, Bain Gadol. Whether you're large, whether you're small. Period. Doesn't say more than that. Weiter. Okay, weiter. Koimetz HaMincha Nebishna. Koimetz says. No, is that. No, that's not Rabbi David. Who's that? That's not Rabbi David. No. It's not Rabbi David. There must be a bris today. There must be a circumcision. And this person that's here is a guest. This is Binyamin Cohn.
Do I look like I don't believe it?
Daka, let's go finish this mission. Mishavir says the Yesh of some Zakolfi Mashu or the next. Okay, here's the guy. Come Koimitz Mincha. Picture 5:16. 5:16 is Koimitz Mincha. The guy, he dips his hand into the bowl and he bends the three fingers. The Choyfine Sakatoris. Here's Chafina. Chafina is picture 5:17. You take the shovel and you take from the shovel, you put the Gutaris into your hand. Okay. The Hashoise. Here we got here. It looks just like you. Okay, 5:18. Okay, shayse. You drink all of these things. Malay look more cheekful. Biyemakipurim. V'chimzayin shtei sudas leirav. V'mazayin shtei sudas leirav. Mezaynai. V'chimzayin shtei sudas for an erev. Here is a mezaynos. Mezaynai lachol avla l'shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Let's see all these things over here in the Rav. Kefimashu Adam Bein Katam Bein Gadol Kamei Tamincha Dersiv Kamatz Misham Neloi Kumso Your Fistful The Chofnei Ketores Shal Yoyim HaKipur Mitzvah Is In Pasuk Umeloi Chofnav Ketores Samim Daka Kimloi Lugmav Im Shas Samloi Lugmav Biyam HaKipur Mchay V'Lufi Lugmav Shal Shosak Kimash. We measure according to the cheekful of the one who drinks Kim Zoyin Shtei Sudas Leirev. Okay, so when it comes to the food for an eruv etchumen, the shir is two sudas. Mizoynai lachol, kimazon l'shtei sudas shel chol shoichel maat. The food for the weekday is kimzoin l'shtei suda shel chol shoichel maat. Eat a little bit. V'loy kimazon shtei suda shel Shabbos to achol tvei. Not the mazon of Shabbos. Eat a lot. B'shem the basim tavshilei v'ravchon the v'sumei shir. Because on Shabbos you have sweet food, and the sweetness causes your stomach to expand. The Shabbos avol l'chol the adarabo. Shtei sudas shel Shabbos pechusim mishtei sudas shel chol. Shtei sudas shel Shabbos pechusim mishtei sudas shel chol. Kevin de Shabbos sod shel sudas ein nemar belechol b'chol suda. Since on Shabbos, there's mizoyna lechol. Kimozon shtei sudas shel chol shoich maat. For like kimozon shtei sudas shel Shabbos tochol tei b'shem de b'asim dav shileva. But the Shabbos da'adra mishtei sudas shel Shabbos pechusim mishtei sudas shel chol. What's going on over here? Adrab, shtei sudos, the meal shel Shabbos pechusim mishtei sudos shel chol. Why? Because since on Shabbos you're planning on eating a third meal, you have to go and minimize the amount of food you consume during each meal, so there should be enough room in your stomach. Kevin b'Shabbos sod shel sudos ein mar belechol b'chol suda ve'el v'el mischabim l'mahakel kolecha v'emeh mischabim l'mayit b'kikor shel erev. Okay. Now let's go before you go for this chazer we learned so far, because I see you very confused. Let's chazer we learned so far. What?
Okay.
You'll be happy to see, I'm the one that's confused, right? Okay. Let's chazar here. Look, v'yesh amru. Okay? There are those who would say, b'nida daka. That every time, which means, every time it says in the Mishnah in measurement, we're referring to a mida daka. What is a mida daka? Mida midbaris. Mida salach, v'hayavesh, shi'uran bo italki, zu midbarios. Which means that the midos of liquid refers to the hin and the chatzi hin. That's the measurements that were used. That's the measurements that were used for the measurements that were used for the nesachim and the yavesh. The yavesh were the measurements that were used for the isaroin and the chatzi isaroin that were used for the menachos. Shi'uron bo'italke, the measurements are done using the talke, the Italian measurement, which is zomidbarius, which is equivalent to the midbarius. The yeshiyam, some say hakolufi mashuhu adam, and some say no. Some say that the measurements depend upon your size. I really don't understand what's going on over here. Really can't figure out. There's something. We're definitely missing something in the mission. Let's go learn over here the Ikam Befarshim. Maybe you can provide some deyer. Yeah.
Deyer.
You ready?
I'm with you.
For the Ikam Befarshim. Let's see. Hakdama. Okay. Mishnah Seinu Oisekas B'Dvarim HaNimdadim B'Midadaka. B'Dvarim HaNimdadim Midoysev Shal. The Mishnah over here is discussing two different things. Okay, the Mishnah discussed things that are measured in the Midaka and things that are measured called Mida Shalodam, Mida Salach Vayavish. Mida Salach Mida Salach Kegmoy Hahin Vahaloig Vaharvias Hain Chaloke Mehoesa Asherhi Mida Yavesha. Okay, so the Midas of Lach, like a hin, a loig, and a revias, these are Chaloke Mehasa Asherhi Mida Yavesha, Vahin Akav Vahaefa. It's coming to be makel on the Ravasan, to be makel for the one who is a glutton. Alright, I don't know more than that. Okay, so we'll do the best we can what we have over here. Are you okay with this?
Great.
So let's go back over here, this part of the Mishnah. Chumos Shesus L'Erev. Mezon L'Chol. When it's over here in the Mishnah, then the Mezon Shesus L'Erev means Mezon L'Chol V'Lav L'Shabbos. The cool, the leniency. Because when it says over here that you go and you measure for the Erev, you have to have the Mezon of two Sudas. It means L'Chol Avalo L'Shabbos. Because during the weekday, you eat less. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Meir L'Shabbos Avalo L'Chol. No, when you make the calculation for how much food you need for the Erev Tuchum, and you make the calculation referring to the Muslim of Shabbos and not L'Chol. So it appears to be Machlekes. We have over here the Shita of the Tanakhama, the Shita of Rabbi Meir that says the Shir is Mizoynoi L'Chol Avalo L'Shabbos, and Rabbi Huda says just the opposite, L'Shabbos Avalo L'Chol, and the Mishnah says Elu V'Elu Mischavnim L'Chol. They both really have a kavod be made, because different, because when dealing with, because according to Rabbi Meir that says L'Chol, because Chol eat less. Because since on Shabbos, the weekday, the food is not as tasty during the weekday, so you eat less. On Shabbos, the food is more tasty, you eat more. Yeah. Rabbi Huda says just the opposite. On Shabbos, even though the food is tasty, but the meals are smaller meals. Since you have to eat three meals, you merely have smaller meals. Do you have smaller meals on Shabbos?
Absolutely.
Smaller meals, because since you're having a third meal, so you have to have smaller meals. Elu ve'elu mischavim l'hakel divine. Now we go...
Sure, we only have it all.
Okay. So the Elu next. Now we go over here. He says a new shear. Two yados means two thirds of a loaf. Here is two thirds of a loaf. Here is a loaf. Two thirds of a loaf. Mishnei Lekikar Mishalosh Lekav, when there are three Lekav. Now what does that mean? Dai Le'erev Mishnei Yodah Shal Kikar Shal Shalosh, two-thirds of a Kikar Shal Shalosh Kikaros Lekav, when three Kikaros equal one Kav. So if you take this entire Kikar and you add it up together, 1, 2, 3, it would equal a kav. Telling us how large the kikar is. When 3 kikaros equal a kav, take one of those kikaros, take 2/3, and that is sufficient for your erev. Dai le'erev b'shtei yada shel kikar, when a kikar is shel sholosh kikaros l'kav. Nimsa kikar sholem, a kikar sholem is shalisha sakav. U'shtei yadoi secha harvei kikar shel erev. Very simple. When 3 of these kikaros equal the measurement of one kav, take one of those loaves of bread, divide, cut it into two parts, a third and a two-thirds. The two-thirds is the share of food you need for your erev. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Oimer mikikar bepunyon mi'arba sin l'sela. When a kikar is a punyon, and 4 sin l'sela. We're not going to have time to do this. We're going to have to stop over here.
Very good.
No, it's not.